This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Saw a report over the weekend, Elliot Friedman saying the Wings couldn't get a meeting with Ehlers. Nikolaj Ehlers, Winnipeg Jets, President's Trophy team. Ehlers is not a superstar.
No, good player.
He's good. Yeah. We brought him up, so I don't want to turn this into he's actually a bum. We brought him up, okay? No. He was one of the top forwards available in free agency, right. But he's never scored 30 goals in a season, okay? Right. He plays 15 minutes of ice time. Detroit was interested in him, and he didn't even meet with us. What does that say about the state of Hockey Town? And I use the word Hockey Town because it is more than just the team. Are we not this destination that we think we are?
I think we're just like every other team.
So it doesn't matter that you're Original Six, you got the coolest logo in the sport, that your arena's nearly brand new.
To somebody who's from Denmark, I don't think he gives a rat's ass about the Original Six, to be honest with you.
Okay.
I mean,
no, it's just an honest, fair, blunt conversation.
At first, I thought, you know, Swedes usually really like it. Then I looked it up, and he's not from Sweden. He's from Denmark.
Yeah, okay, yeah. So he doesn't give a yeah. No. But this is a theme. This isn't just one player.
No,
we don't get meetings with the big name guys. I mean, Marner's had his mind made up.
Yeah,
he was going to Vegas.
Right,
Parise and Suter. All the way back more than a decade ago, they were going to extend the window. Well, they went to Minnesota, didn't really get a chance. Stamkos in his prime, I remember gearing up. This is going to be, well, at least get a meeting. Ken Holland couldn't get a meeting. We can't even get meetings with these guys. I mean, step one is get the meeting.
Yeah.
Well, forget about signing any of these guys, impact players in free agency. They won't meet with us.
You need to have guys who can also recruit. Players on your team that can recruit.
I had a little light bulb go off in my head.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Dylan Larkin's comments after the season hurt this team.
Optically? In the eyes of free agents?
He said it publicly.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he was at the Four Nations. These people talk. People talk around the league.
But the Four Nations was pre-deadline.
No. People talk. Players from other teams
talk to
each other.
Do you think he was bad-mouthing the city that he grew up on?
Well, he's just talking to guys he played with at the Four Nations after the season or something like
that. Oh, okay.
He built relationships. They were together for 2.5-3 weeks.
Sure.
And, you know.
Maybe he vented to them, you're saying?
Just, yeah, if word has percolated around the league a little bit.
Well, Ticket Extra points that out. It says maybe it's Steve who has the reputation for not wanting to give out term or high dollars.
Well, they'll get out high dollars. He's not going to do 8-year contracts anymore. Well, the CBA is not going to allow him to do that next year anyway. When they lower that,
he does have a reputation of being kind of a grinder with deals.
Yes,
right, like hard line, and he doesn't have a bad contract on this team right now.
No,
so that's the other side of the coin. But if you're a free agent where you are hitting the open market to leave your current team, mm-hmm. you're doing it with the idea that you're going to break the bank.
Correct.
And Steve Yzerman is not a general manager who is a break the bank guy. So that's a conflict when you get to free agency.
They have to, I mean.
Because if they have to overpay, but your GM does it. Like, Steve Yzerman may go, well, yeah, Ehlers, $8.5 million is stupid for a guy who's never scored 30. And he may be right, but then you end up in this scenario where you're not a destination and you won't overpay, right. So you're never going to get anybody.
I mean, it would never happen because he's at the end of his career, but you need, like, let's say there's a few good, really good players that become available who grew up watching. And I forget the name of the player, but at the draft, you know, his favorite player growing up was Patrick Kane. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's a lot of players in that vein who loved Patrick Kane, one of the great players in this era. You know, a guy like that's got to recruit. I mean, that's what you need. And he's not going to do that. I don't blame him.
First of all, he didn't even sign until the night before free agency. Right. So his recruiting pitch may have fallen on deaf ears.
Yeah, well, that was true. That's true. But you get my point. In basketball, this happens all the time. These guys, they call each other and they recruit. And maybe Gov's right, where they call the other way around and say, you don't want to go here.
I'm hearing some bad things. Reputation, do we have an issue? 248-539-9797. I think part of the reason we got Patrick Kane is because we had Alex DeBrincat.
Yes.
Their connection going back to Chicago, and now their kids are buddies, and Kane likes living here.
Right.
Right? But I don't know that we get him if we don't have DeBrincat. And I don't think we get DeBrincat unless he grew up here. Right?
Probably.
So I know people roll their eyes at, you know, we point out when guys grew up here, like, you know, I brought up Kyle Connor last week, or Jason Robertson has come up. Like, there's a reason we bring those guys up, because at least you can't appeal to that. You've lived here. Because I think people who are listening who live here know that whatever the reputation is of this area outside of here is not the reality once you're here.
Of course not. I mean, I'm a perfect example. Yeah. I thought I'd be here for a year.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Like, I'll do a year in Detroit bounce over to the East Coast.
Yeah, check it out. See what happens. The next thing you know, I'm here for 40 years almost.
But if they don't ever get, like, if you're drafted here and you see it, you love it. If you're traded here, you grew up here. Yeah, we see that.
Or if you're lucky and you know you're a citizen of this great country, and you actually, you know, lived in, you know, Plymouth or wherever that area with the U.S. developmental team, and you know, billeted here or lived here for 2 years or whatever before college, before you were drafted and liked it here, you got a chance there. I mean,
Yeah.
The bottom line is the team's no good. That's the bottom line.
Yeah. Well, because you're right. When we were able to add Hull and Robitaille, there was no cap, but you're also joining a juggernaut, right? You had Hasek in the pipes, and you had Yzerman with Shanahan and Fedorov and Lidstrom. Yeah. It's a little easier to get guys to squeeze in and into that world. Because the Panthers squeezed in. Those guys took less.
Yeah.
That's the other thing. We got to pay more. Other teams will get guys for less.
Correct. Because you're good, or you're a destination.
Texter says the Wings are a dead destination. Ehlers said he didn't want to go to Canada or Original Six. He specifically wanted a no-pressure market. Dude is soft. I'm not telling you I wanted to live and die with landing Nikola Ehlers.
No.
But yeah, that is an indictment if that's true. Players don't want to meet with us because the team's bad. Whose fault is that? Yet another amongst the many black eyes for Steve Yzerman.
Right.
Guys, we're not a destination for athletes or even tourism. We only get bad free agents. We're a championship contender. That's the only other time we'll get guys, or if we overpay.
And when was the last?
You want to go through the last big free agent our city had? That's a fun game.
Yeah.
Who is it? Javi Baez?
Oh, God. No. But yes.
I mean, who else? I mean, I can go through some awful Pistons ones. We can go team by team. The last big Piston free agent probably was Josh Smith. And before that would have been Charlie V and Ben Gordon, unless I'm missing somebody.
Lord.
Baseball. Who were our big free agents? Cabrera was a trade.
Correct.
Was Fielder a free agent?
Yeah, but he was coming from Japan. That doesn't count.
Prince Fielder?
No. No, that was a
trade.
That was a trade.
That was a trade.
Yeah.
So who's our big Tiger free agent?
Was Mags a free agent?
Yes.
And Pudge. But now
Mags,
we're going back.
Before Pudge.
Yeah, we're going like a decade ago.
Well, you mentioned Cabrera. It was only 2 years later.
Yeah.
So. And they took a chance?
Yeah.
They took a chance on Maglio. He had a bum knee.
Yes.
They took a chance on Pudge. They gave him term. You have to take a chance.
Yeah.
That's why they're sitting in this position. Stop being afraid.
Last big Red Wing free agent, last big Lion free agent. Last big Lion free agent was Trey Flowers, maybe? Golden Tate was a good free agent we brought in.
Yes.
Reggie Bush for a season. He had a 1,000-yard season here.
Yeah, he was good for 1 year.
They got Vandenbosch. He kind of turned things around.
Jim Schwartz was waiting for it at his house. Nate Burleson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Red Wings, though, I think you got to go back like Marian Hossa.
Yeah.
Hossa was a free agent. Yeah, but that would have been 09.
It's been a long
time. You know what I mean?
I think some of this like time lapse is justifiable because these teams pretty much did a complete rebuild from the bottom up.
But now we're coming out of it.
You do build out of the draft. And so now we just sit here and it seems like all four teams to a degree. When is somebody going to do something? Now, you don't want to make the wrong move, but you got to eventually push that envelope some. I mean, the great thing about like some of the teams that have been good in football the last 7-8 years, routine teams, they've pushed that envelope. Now, the Chiefs took a tremendous risk trading Tyreek Hill. I don't know how many GMs would have done that, and yet they've remained good.
Yeah,
they had the vision with Mahomes and becoming more of a defensive team, and then they paid Chris Jones. You know, you got to take a chance, man.
Ticket Texter says Prince Fielder was traded to Texas, but a free agent when we added him in 2014.
Yeah, because when Victor, when Victor got hurt.
Yes, yeah, V-Mart changed everything that offseason. David Montgomery, quality free agent.
Yeah.
Ticket Texter saying.
Quality, yeah.
Yeah, David Montgomery.
He wasn't like major high profile, though.
No.
But yeah, it was a good free agent signing.
Labor Torres.
Somebody sent in a Mike Pelfrey text, don't
he? Oh, my God. How about those relievers that they had? All those guys that. Was it Low or whatever from Toronto? Oh, God, they had They had the Alavila free agents were just ridiculous.
Edgar Renteria on the ticket text. Okay, I see where this is going. 248-539-9797. Talking about the Red Wings, not a destination. Can't even get a meeting with Nikolaj Ehlers. Yikes. Is it an issue that we continue to see with our teams
here?
Kevin
Zeitler. That was a good
thing. There you go.
Here we go.
It's 97-1.
For the last 25 years, no Detroit eye surgeon has performed more life-changing procedures than the amazing Dr. Yaldo, and I am one of the 50,000-plus patients who've benefited from his custom LASIK or bifocal lens implants. Glasses, contact lenses, reading glasses, they do an okay job, but you know the problems that go with them. Your prescription changes, your lenses get scratched, your contacts are an annoyance. And you can have 10 pairs of reading glasses in your house and still not find a pair when you need it. Happened to me all the time. Now, I got bifocal lens implants from Dr. Yaldo 6 years ago, and my 20/20 vision, it's up close, far away, remains unchanged for the rest of my life. Let Dr. Yaldo set you free from glasses, contacts, and readers, those old, poorly performing technologies, and instead enjoy better eyesight without them. This is awesome. It's changed my life. I don't have to wear the damn glasses anymore. It's easy. Go to YaldoEyeCenter.com to sign up for a free evaluation.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I got bad news. I don't have any news for you.
Me neither. This just said Nikolai Ehlers still says he doesn't want to meet with the Red Wings.
Got some ticket texts on that. Again, it's exciting day. Baseball team swept the Guardians. We're going to talk more about it coming up at 7:35. Feeling very good. And Stoney, I know with you in, it's time for a funeral.
Oh, yeah.
A burial of a certain team.
Oh, yes.
Yes, we'll get to that as well. Ehlers snubs Detroit. Not only doesn't sign here, whatever. Doesn't even want to meet with us. Who the hell is he to not take a meeting with us? But then you got to look in the mirror and go, well,
yeah,
smell it under our armpit. It's
and he also played the game well. I'm going to let everything else play out. And he did his like later than everybody else.
Yeah. Drew in Woodhaven says maybe it's Stevie has a reputation for not wanting to give out high dollar contracts.
It's term. It's the
well, those go hand in hand. Yes. It's the total dollars which right. come with 6, 7, 8 year commitments.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we're not a destination for athletes or even tourism. Another one says we've missed the playoffs.
Well, hold on a second with the tourism. The tourism in this state is really good, isn't it?
I don't have the numbers, Stoney. I would think if people visited here, yeah, they'd see what we got up on in northern Michigan in the water in the summertime.
I'd love to ask that question to every single rostered professional athlete right now in Detroit and say, do you go up north? I think we get what? From some.
You're probably right.
I think
right.
some would be like, yeah, I love it.
The ones who know,
half the Red
know.
Wings do, because they're all from Michigan.
So. Oh, there you go. I'm sure Larkin goes up north.
Even go back to Canada? All right, sorry. Stoney, that's my new bit, by the way. They don't have enough Canadians.
Yeah, got Don Cherry over here.
I'm just kidding.
I know.
It says, we missed the playoffs for a decade now. It doesn't seem like we're even close. We're no longer hockey town, guys. Stoney, what did you make of the vote that fans can vote to put hockey town back on the center ice?
Have they said what the results are?
I haven't seen the results.
If Hockey Town won, I'd be shocked and upset.
You'd be upset.
Yeah. I don't know.
I wouldn't be shocked or upset. I mean, I think it's kind of silly to put it back now when you haven't made the playoffs, but I wouldn't be shocked that people here yearn for the nostalgia of Hockey Town.
I actually voted. That shows you what kind of loser I am.
Did you really?
Yeah.
And you voted for just the clean classic.
Yes.
I thought that was the better way to go anyway.
No, there's no way.
But I wouldn't be shocked if people here wanted to see Hockey Town back.
Hockey Town, you know, I was
talking about my childhood, Stoney.
It was great when it happened, okay?
But you
maybe they could have like Hockey Town night, you know, bring back the when the Avs come in or something, you know. Bring back Hockey Town night, have Karen Newman come back.
There you go.
Or whatever. I'll allow Al Sabatka in the building again. I don't know. Do something like that.
Maybe it'll be the night they retire Fedorov's jersey. It'll all come together.
Yeah, wouldn't that be nice?
Hell freeze over before that happens.
I know.
The point is, it's nostalgia. It's in the past. We're currently not that.
Yeah.
So when the guy says we're not Hockey Town, I think that's going to hurt some people, but the truth hurts.
Yeah.
We're not that. We're not a destination. We're not a place that people even take meetings with. Says Ehlers specifically wanted to go to a warm environment, literally said that. The problem with the wings that has been alluded to by Stoney a million times. It's pro scouting. Yzerman can make trades. He doesn't. Good GM swap players that don't necessarily fit their system for guys that do. Yzerman has done very little of that with the Red Wings.
That's a pretty accurate statement.
What is Yzerman's most impactful trade here in Detroit?
DeBrincat.
Yes. And I feel like that's almost under special circumstances. You had a restricted free agent in Ottawa who grew up here, who really wanted to get back here.
There were some moves that you thought were good. Like when they...
The Mantha trade at the time looked good.
When they got Husso, that was... People thought that sure. was pretty good. But, I mean, there hasn't been that much.
They really haven't.
No. They're just bad.
If you were a top flight free agent, would you go to a random city in the Midwest that hasn't made the playoffs in a decade? No, I don't think so.
No. I get it.
Like, take out that you grew up here, you live here, you've spent 30, 40 years somewhere.
Right.
If you're not from here, you don't get it.
Let me ask you this. If Pittsburgh, per se, was going through, now they haven't made the playoffs, what, two straight years, I think it is? Or did they make it the year before?
I think they snuck in the year before.
Okay. But let's say Pittsburgh goes through what we're going through. Down the road, you know, mm-hmm. Malkin, I don't think he's coming back, or it's going to be his last year,
I believe.
Crosby, whatever.
Who knows?
You think Pittsburgh's a destination?
No, they're going to struggle to get players to sign there.
Yeah. I mean, it's just the old Rust Belt.
Well, you guys are going to win the lottery next year and get what's-his-face.
Gavin McKenna?
Yeah.
From Michigan State.
They're due.
Did he commit
either
yet?
Either them or the Blackhawks.
No.
You want to take right now? You guys can have the field. The Penguins or Blackhawks will win the lottery next year.
Well, Bedard's going to need a boost.
Yeah.
Now you get your 1-2 punch. Of course, that's how it'll work out.
Cool, yeah.
Of course.
And then they'll trade that pick to Edmonton and McDavid will go to Chicago.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. I heard McDavid wanted to come here.
Yeah, right.
He likes the Conies.
Can't get a Zoom meeting with these guys.
I know.
248-539-9797. You mentioned Pittsburgh. What do you think of, social media stuff gets collected. People are looking for moves. Any thoughts on Carlson if he becomes available? Would you like him for the Wings? They'd have to eat salary.
The Penguins would have to eat the salary.
Yeah, the Penguins would have to eat. Let's say they eat almost half his contract, and you bring him over.
It wouldn't kill. I'd be okay with it. Maybe, you know, maybe he could tutor, you know, Pelika, right?
Yeah, I mean, he's a classic
one-way player.
Do we want more guys here who don't play in their own end defensively?
No.
No. The selling point would be he can transition from defense to offense, puck possession. You already have a great power play, though, so I don't really put a lot of stock in the fact.
He's still a really good passer.
Yeah, I mean, look, he's one of the greatest offensive defensemen in the history of the National Hockey League.
Correct.
But he's 35 years old, and there's a reason they're trying to dump his contract. He was a minus 24 last year. He doesn't play a lick of defense. You're playing with four forwards when he's on the ice, which is great if you have the man advantage, not so great if you're trying to get over the hump. Look, if they were dumping his body here, we currently don't have a second pair right shot defenseman. I'm not going to be mad at the deal.
Would you rather have him or Hall?
I'd rather have him.
Yeah, so would I. Now,
so that's the level of excitement you get.
The problem is, and it's another reason of what we were talking about, is, you know, you're going to get a veteran defenseman, free agent near the end of his career, who still has something left. He signed with Colorado, and that was Burns.
Yeah.
We talked about that last week. It would have been great to have him come here.
Band-Aid, you could overpay him for a year.
Yeah.
No big deal. You're sitting on cap space anyway. But it sounds like he wanted to go where he could win.
Right.
Which reinforces the whole point here. But how does the cycle end, Stoney? I mean, the cycle is all your draft picks turn out to be, Hall of Famers.
Yeah.
That's how the cycle ends.
Yeah.
You draft Lidstrom and Fedorov and Yzerman and then away you go.
Exactly. Or you create something. Like, look, the Lions... They haven't been turned down. Maybe to their detriment, they haven't really gone after major people, free agency, at least we've been told. But they have to do something like the Lions, because the Lions are an attractive team to play for because people love the coach. They love the environment.
Yeah, good point.
That's what they have to build here.
Ticket texters, we mentioned some free agents last time Detroit landed big free agents. Jake Bates was a free agent on the ticket text.
He was.
Kenta Maeda.
Oh, my God.
Okay, what else we got here? We dodged a bullet with Ehlers. Glad he didn't want to come here, John, in a truck. Yeah, I'm not personally like dreading that we lost him.
It's the point that he wouldn't even meet with us.
Who cares? There's been more Dead Wing talk the last 4 weeks than anything else. Enough. I'd rather talk darts. Guys, I don't know how much more hockey we're talking after this today.
Yeah.
Because I don't suspect Steve's making some cowabunga cannonball splash trade between now and the start of the season. It's funny, you know, different hosts. I tried to give you the Connor angle. Maybe that could happen. I don't think it's overly likely.
No.
Anybody saying it is saying it more out of optimism and hope than they are in anything rooted in reality. This is kind of the end. This is post-mortem shutting the door on what didn't happen in free agency and moving on. And like I said, we're talking Tiger baseball coming up. For most of the show.
I know. Hey, I mean, the only non-Tiger, non-Lion stuff coming up is Summer League. That's the worst.
Do you geek out of that stuff?
No.
No?
No. If it's on, I'll check it out a little bit.
When they were worse, the Pistons.
Yeah.
I remember, hey, are we going to watch Summer League? We're a playoff team.
Yeah.
I don't worry about Summer League.
No. Me neither. I'd be interested to see how Chaz Lanier looks, but, I mean, I'm not going to.
I'll let someone post a highlight.
Arrange my day around it. No. The great Bobby Clintman. I mean, I don't know.
Exactly. All right, so we're going to talk about the Tigers. Sunday's win, the most satisfying win of the season. Would you agree with that statement? We'll talk about everything that went into the weekend, sweeping the Guardians, and yes, a funeral is planned for those down in Cleveland. It's 97.1.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Feeling good after the 4th of July weekend. Good morning, 97.1. Jim Costa with Stoney today. No John, no Heather. Gov and Greg behind the glass.
You know what never gets old?
What?
Saying that the Tigers have the best record in baseball.
Say it every single day. It's great. And it never gets old.
No.
Just like beating the Cleveland Guardians.
I know.
Sweep over the weekend. And Stoney, I thought Sunday was the most satisfying game they've played all season.
I know. And you might look at it and feel like you didn't watch the game. You said, oh, they won 7-2 in 10 innings. That was kind of weird. The game was off the charts.
So you got Skubal dealing. Neither team can get a hit.
Correct.
Game drags on. All the games this weekend were nail biters. It drags into to the eighth inning 0-0. They get one.
Mm-hmm.
And you go, boy, this is going to be
kind of a lousy. Of course, it was Kwan that came through as always.
But not for long.
No.
That ninth inning, Classe's on the bump. Torkelson gets hit by a pitch.
Right.
McKinstry comes in as a pinch runner.
With one out.
Steals second. They had to review it. He stole second clean.
Right. He got called out, and then they overturned it.
Now he's standing over at third base.
Right after a ground out. Right?
Yeah, so two outs. He's at third base, one-run game, and he's inching. He's cheating a little bit.
They tied the game up without getting a hit.
It's the most gritty Tigers you-know-what, because it's a guy who's not even in the game that has to make not one but two heads-up plays. And
correct.
Then because the game's tied and McKinstry came in for Torkelson, guess who gets to play first base for the first time in his big league career? Here you go. Take his mitt. He has Torkelson's glove, and he's playing first for the first time.
The only position he has not played in his major league career is catcher.
Yep. We could scratch that off by the end of the season.
Yeah, probably.
There
what
you
the
go.
Hell?
There you go. Make the full inge is what they're calling it. But the game's not over. The game's tied. And in extra innings, Trey Sweeney, who's back up with the big club.
Yeah, because he struggled. He was in Toledo. Curry Carpenter gets hurt. They bring him up.
He's facing Cade Smith,
who's a Tiger killer. I mean, if you remember the playoffs, Cade Smith Tigers can't hit Cade Smith.
He doesn't give up homers.
No.
Sweeney hadn't hit a home run off a fastball in his career. Well, it was until this at bat.
And they weren't done. Riley Green.
You have the stats on him against the Guardians?
Yeah. Well, not against the Guardians, but well, I guess it kind of is. But Riley Green, you know, he's an all-star. He's having a terrific year, but he goes through peaks and valleys. And heading into this upcoming at-bat, he was 0-16 with 10 strikeouts, including striking out looking with the bases loaded in, I believe it was the eighth inning.
And then he went off. Green now batting 1-23 against the Guardians this season. That was the one.
They had before that inning, they had three hits in their last 18 innings. In the first 27 innings of the series, before that inning, they had three runs and 10 hits and had won both games.
It was a little bit everything.
Yeah.
It was the DNA of this team. It was a Skubal start. It was rallying. It was unexpected heroes. And it's sweeping the Cleveland Guardians.
Yeah. Like,
there's just nothing more satisfying. That's the one team that's been a thorn in our side to win every game this weekend. Like, look, they win Friday and Saturday. They could have lost yesterday, and ho-hum, they win another series. To put the exclamation mark, to sweep them, to send them further into their tailspin, that's now 10 losses in a row for the Cleveland Guardians.
Yes. I mean, we complain sometimes about the ownership of the Tigers. If you're a Cleveland Guardian fan, I mean, they were, you know, they made the ALCS last year, as we know. So they're basically a couple of wins from getting to the World Series. And they do absolutely nothing, right, in the offseason except trade one of their guys.
An all-star first baseman in Naylor.
Right.
Send him away.
Yeah.
Sweet. Yeah, I mean, you're in the ALCS. You should be adding.
Right.
You should be going for it.
Now, granted, Sean Bieber's hurt, but still.
Yeah, Fry was hurt, too, and he was an all-star last year.
Yeah.
And then Logan Thomas has been injured.
Yeah.
So
they've had some problems.
They've had some things that have maybe caused this to fall off the rails.
They're 15 and a half games back in the division.
All right. Somebody brought this up on Ticket Text. I'll give them the credit. Brad in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Would you throw out there potentially trying to acquire Classe?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
They should be sellers. We're buyers. We want a reliever.
I think Detroit and Cleveland made an in-season trade back when the Tigers were. Was it Peralta?
Well, he played there, yeah.
He played there.
I don't know if that's...
Yes, I think they did.
So they trade within the division in baseball. They don't care about that.
Come on, they traded Rocky Colavito, I think, right? I don't know. That was before my time. Yeah,
Peralta went Cleveland to Detroit.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't remember.
We talked about biggest needs bullpen. They're clear sellers.
I mean, we're in his head, but he doesn't play against us once he comes here.
That's the selling point.
Yes.
Emmanuel, you don't have to face Tigers hitters. No Carey Carpenter postseason at bats.
And he likes small market teams, if you want to call Detroit a small market.
We understand we got to fight a little harder to get these guys.
Yeah. What's for Ramirez, too.
Yeah. Exactly.
What's his contract? Is he a rental? He's got to be a multi-year guy, right?
You're probably giving up something pretty good.
Yeah, he's signed. Yeah, you'd have to give up something pretty good. He signed through 26, but then he also has team options in 27 and 28, which you can go year to year. You're never going to be burdened. It's your option. Baseball Reference has team option for Clase.
I don't know how long-term he is. I'm a little curious about his career path. I mean, last year he had one of the greatest seasons ever as a closer.
Yeah, you got Cy Young votes, MVP votes. He was an all-star.
This year
has not been that. I mean, last year he finished with an 0.61 ERA. This year it's 3.29.
I'd still take a chance.
I'd still take a roll the dice on him, sure.
Absolutely. So I looked this up. Do you know who the Tigers gave up to get Johnny Peralta?
This will be good. Who?
Giovanni Soto. Who? Exactly. He pitched a total of 6 games for the, they were the Indians then in 2015. That's it. Great trade by Dombrowski.
It's more fun when you're buying. You're throwing these darts on somebody else's. They got to play the scratch
off. So the point is not that you have, not only do you have really good prospects, you have enough ones who are like that guy and you can get something for.
Yeah.
That was the brilliance of Dombrowski was. He's willing to give up the jackpot of prospects when he knew he was getting a generational talent in Cabrera. But a lot of times he acquired the Guillens, the Peraltas that way. You know, he used Granderson's value to get Scherzer.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they traded for David Price. I mean, they would swing to go get big-time players.
Well, heck, wasn't Robbie Ray in that trade? And he's turned out to be a pretty good pitcher.
Robbie Ray was in the
Pfister trade.
Was in the Pfister trade, yeah.
That's when they started going backwards.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
And that was the precursor to Scherzer, too. If
you think leaving, you're saying.
Yes.
Yeah. 248-539-9797. Look, our team, Stoney's point, best record in all of the American League now, right? Because the Dodgers are still doing their thing.
Right.
They've had so many great wins this season, so many wins, period. I thought Sunday was the most satisfying. Now, maybe you think it's Javi Baez and the walk-off against the Boston Red Sox. Two-homer night that night. And maybe it's Sunday Night Baseball last week against the Twins.
Scooble.
Maybe it's Scooble's...
Maddox.
His Maddox. His complete game with under 100 pitches. I thought the most satisfying game was yesterday. Maybe it's prisoner of the moment, but I just think how they did it, who they did it against, completing the sweep. 248-539-9797. The other thing we're going to do is we are going to do a funeral for Cleveland. I don't know if it's going to make people uncomfortable, Stoney, but you're no stranger to doing this.
Oh, I know. The problem is that when I usually do them, they end up, next thing you know, the team turns around or the player in question turns around and I look like a freaking ass.
Yeah, but we can bury Cleveland, right? 15.5 back in the division. They've lost 10 in a row.
Yeah.
They're gotta have to be sellers here, right?
Yeah.
They got no offense.
Should.
Speak now or forever hold your peace. I mean, we got Taps queued up. We're going to bury him coming up next. 248-539-9797. It's 97.1. If you're injured in a car, truck, or motorcycle accident, call Lawrence KG at KG Law. KG Law is one of the few law firms in the country specializing in car, truck, and motorcycle accidents. Lawrence KG has won millions for his clients because he'll fight hard for you and KG wins big. So if you or a loved one has been injured in a car, truck, or motorcycle accident, you need KG Law now. 877-KG-CARES. Visit kgcares.com. That's K-A-J-Y, kgcares.com. The great Tom Hamilton on the call.
God, he's so good. I mean, you almost thought that he was the hometown announcer there.
He is a legend, and he said it as well as any could. You thought they'd hit rock bottom. They can go lower, Stoney.
Yeah, they did. Like a few batters later.
Gave up another three-run jack, this time from Riley Green.
Oppo again.
That was so much fun. Okay, that's a game to complete a sweep against a team that's been a pain in the ass.
Yes.
It's hitting bombs off a guy nobody can hit bombs off of. It's Zach McKinstry doing the gritty thing to keep the game alive with a couple plays on the base paths. And it's Tiger fans starting to take over their ballpark.
I know.
Let's go Tiger chants. That was awesome. That was the most satisfying win of the year for me as a Tiger fan. And I would love to know if it's the same for you. I know there's a bunch of wins that you could pick from, but to me, throwing in how they did it, the unexpected heroes against who they did it against, made it the most satisfying so far, knowing there's going to be more satisfying games coming up.
Yeah. I mean, look, the Javi walk-off, or, you know, that was pretty sweet.
Yeah. What he did against the Red Sox. That was kind of the moment where I think it clicked for everybody. Oh, this is really happening.
Yes.
They made a Moneyball mashup out of that home run.
The Javi home run.
Yes.
Yeah. A couple ticket texts. Riley Green only seems to get in on the action after the Tigers have started to beat down, and it kind of irks me. He went down in the eighth when we needed him. He has no clutch gene. And then he's jumping in and saying, hell yeah to everybody. Even though Trey Sweeney was the guy who delivered.
I'd like to see the, I guess, analytics, or this, just the stats on him in those situations.
Clutch situations?
Yeah. I mean, I'm just curious.
I mean, Riley Green is leading the team in like every category.
Right.
I don't know why this guy's so bent out of shape about Riley Green.
But just to see if this guy has a point at all.
Okay. Well, the idea that Riley Green's a front runner, they're not here without Riley Green.
Of course not.
It's not like all of his home runs are in garbage time.
No.
We can pull up the clutch stats that people want. Texter says, we need John and Heather back ASAP before you guys jinx this.
Oh, please.
Your antics are going to jinx the Tigers, Fowlerville Frank.
What kind of antics?
Well, I did promise we'd do a burial and some sort of funeral here.
Okay.
But I think that's apropos. So if we could play some taps.
Now, I do want to say this. I'm going to turn this over to the Reverend Costa.
Oh.
That this is not a Michael Stephen Stone burial.
Hold on. Are you participating?
I'm endorsing it.
Okay. Here lies the 2025 Cleveland Guardians. Losers of 10 consecutive baseball games. A team who is 13 games below 500 since May 1st. This is not a new trend. This is a doormat. They have a losing record over the last 162 baseball games played by their franchise. Their season is over. They lie 15 and a half games back of the American League Central as we gather here today to pay our respects.
I heard that Roger Dorn has sent a condolence card as well.
Jose Ramirez is cold, and therefore so is all of Cleveland. One of the worst offenses in all of Major League Baseball doesn't have it. Not going to be able to get it up. No miracle Tiger run in them. Impotence. If you'd like to join in, 248-539-9797 as we bury the Cleveland Guardians. Their season is over.
The poor city of Cleveland. Another year without a championship.
100 plus and counting. For the baseball team.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, no.
When's the last Guardians World Series?
Did they win in like 48 or 50?
Oh, no, you're right. Yeah. Sorry, guys. Amendments.
Yes, okay.
Approaching 100 years without a World Series.
Yes.
Were they the Spiders at the time?
No.
They were the Indians.
No, they were still.
Okay. Anyways. Texas says, I hope this ages well. Another one says, what antics? With the funeral music 30 seconds later. That's classic. Guys, I'm not afraid of Cleveland. Why would anybody be afraid of these guys?
No.
Act like the big league ball club that we are.
Well, it's no big deal. They're done for the year.
This is a safe burial.
Yes.
This is different than other burials. Stoney's burials, I thought, were taking chances to a degree.
Yes.
This is awfully safe. 15 and a half. I mean, if this one implodes, you have had a few Stoney tendencies since you've joined the mornings.
That's this seat.
Yeah. We'll see how this plays out. I think this will age well simply because 15 and a half is so. They don't have answers. You buried the Heat in 2006.
Yeah.
I remember the date. It was April 4th.
And after the Pistons beat them.
Beat them down in Miami. Mm-hmm. And you said they had no chance of winning the NBA championship. And then they beat the Pistons in the conference final and won the NBA championship.
Correct. Brett Favre.
Yeah. He buried him after a regular season game against the Lions where he played poorly at Ford Field. He said, Brett Favre will never play a playoff game again. He went on to two NFC championship games and another playoff game.
So what you're saying is we shouldn't want Stoney to endorse this barrier.
That's exactly why I didn't. I mean, I endorsed it, but I didn't perform the ceremony.
Okay, but these are important details.
Yes.
Last words, Stoney?
Have I ever had any successful ones, by the way?
No.
I know.
You did one. Was it the 2012 Tigers in the division?
Well, that wasn't a burial, but that was a bet, and then I ended up getting my chest waxed, remember? Yeah.
Yeah, there's video on the internet of that somewhere.
Yes, there is.
Mm-hmm. I'm still scarred from it.
Yeah. Why do you dress up as a woman on TV?
Okay. That was because I guaranteed that Michigan, when they had Rich Rod, would beat Purdue.
Oh, my.
And they didn't. Remember Purdue had that onside kick that they recovered that game out of nowhere? Yeah.
I stopped watching by then.
Was that a safe prediction by him? I don't remember if Purdue was any good that year. I know
they weren't.
It was a stupid prediction. Michigan was awful under Rich Rod.
Yes, I know. I don't remember if it was the first year or second year Rich Rod.
Ticket Texter says, you did some of this dumbass stuff during the Lions season. How did that work out for you, Costa, you bum? I remember 2 years ago, Stoney, you and I together hired the seamstress to sew up the division banner in early October.
Right, well, and that was correct.
Amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So you and I together somehow balanced the universe in just the right way.
Right, we're both on the same page as far as that the division's done.
Well, yeah, I mean, guys behind the glass that are afraid of their own shadow. Well, I'm not willing to say it yet.
Oh,
I shouldn't lump Greg in. I'm sorry, no. Greg. That's a Tom issue. Tom is the one. And John, who wouldn't declare this division over.
Just because he's not here. And that was last week. And I said I would consider it. I kind of wanted to see the Cleveland series and see if they had any life left.
You going to break some news for us?
Let's do it right now.
You're
the Tigers are winning the division.
Yes! Let's go!
Hey, Gump said when the magic number goes below 60.
I wanted to see the Cleveland series.
I know.
Direct competition.
I agree.
And those are close games. I mean, but... they're done.
We now have another member of the show declaring the division over. Tom Milliken.
That loss for Cleveland yesterday is a mental backbreaker. I mean, Cade Smith looked like defeated completely on the mound. I almost thought they hung him out to dry, letting him pitch to green.
How about this? If we're playing the game of jinxes or whatever, J.K. Simmons, big Tiger fan.
Yeah.
Like, watches all the games. He's been on the broadcast. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Threw the first pitch for the Guardians in a Tigers shirt. They've lost 10 straight since. The shirt was under the, like, Cleveland.
Oh, he threw it at a Cleveland game?
He was a guest of Cleveland. He was wearing their stuff on the outside, but you could see the undershirt was Tigers. And since that moment, they've lost 10 straight. You didn't see this?
No.
To pull it up for you.
Wow.
So everything's going the Tigers' way here. We're burying the Guardians. We're declaring divisions over. If this makes you uncomfortable, you got to get used to having a good ball club. And that was a death blow to Cleveland. That's what this weekend was.
They're in fourth place.
Right. Well, what about what the Tigers did last year, Stoney? You mean where the Tigers didn't come back to win the division? Yeah, cool. I'm cool with saying the Tigers have won this division.
Uh-huh.
248-539-9797. What do you got over there?
I was just looking at something because you mentioned Cade Smith. Cade Cunningham could have pitched better than Cade Smith.
You see his first pitch for the Texas
I was just
Rangers.
Looking at it. I hadn't seen it. I heard that it was bad. It wasn't horrible. It wasn't 50 Cent-esque anything like that.
Didn't you guys see the Camaro over the weekend? Alvin Camaro?
Yeah, he got a redo.
Oh, yeah, you got a second one.
Yeah, he took a mulligan after his first one.
Have you ever seen that?
No.
He threw the first and second pitch of the baseball game.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how he hit those people out in Vegas doing that.
Oh, God. Oh, boy.
He was aiming in someplace else. That's how he hit them.
You didn't need to hit him.
Right. He was shadow boxing.
Oh, no.
His aim was so bad.
How do you feel about the funeral for the Guardians? Are you ready to declare the AL Central over for the Tigers? In the 8 o'clock hour, Greg Hargrave with an outside-the-box idea, a punishment for Michigan football. We want Wolverine fans to weigh in. It's 97-1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.